When you come to ISKCON, what do you learn? What are you expected to do? At this point also, you have to take it very seriously. When you join ISKCON, what are you expected to do? Yes, you are expected to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You are expected to follow the four regulative principles. Very good, you are doing that. But is that all? I will say this is only 50% of your mission. What is the other 50%? Distribute it. Preach. You got Krishna consciousness, that's not enough. That's 50%. You distribute it to others and then the other 50% will be accomplished. This movement is meant to distribute Krishna consciousness. And who will do it? Therefore, don't just limit your activity in just coming to a Sunday feast and chanting some rounds at home. No. Commit yourself to this mission. I'm not saying that you quit your job or give up your business. Do it. But while doing it, continue to spread Krishna consciousness. In many ways you can do it. You can personally preach to people. You can do whatever you are doing for the benefit of ISKCON. And you can help ISKCON, you can help the propagation of Krishna consciousness movement through the financial support. At this point, I also want to very emphatically point out that don't think that my involvement in ISKCON with everything else, but my money is for me and my family. No. Also offer your money to Krishna. If you're offering yourself to Krishna, then do you think your money is separate from you? So when you're offering yourself to Krishna, offer everything to Krishna. That is the real offering. Otherwise, you're not being honest to your mission. Become very serious about your involvement with Krishna consciousness.